When it comes to evidence, the camera doesn't lie. Over the years, law enforcement here in Seattle has used video cameras in their police cruisers to show proof of a crime or just to document proper procedure. But now, City Council member Bruce Harrell wants to explore the possibility of placing state-of-the-art cameras on the officers themselves.
I believe that this is the way of the future, that we are in the video technology age. It's a good way to establish a good record on what's happening out there.
So does it then?
In a special meeting today at City Hall, two separate companies, VView and Taser International, made their pitch to demonstrate the latest on-person video camera technologies. The cost? Anywhere from $900 up to $1,700 per unit. But not everyone is sold on the idea.
You're talking about millions of dollars of investment in technology. What's the cost-benefit analysis in a large organization?
And you don't have the answer to that yet?
I do not have the answer to that.
I believe last year Seattle probably spent around $6 million just handling over 1,400 complaints that were made against the officers. And in studies that we've seen both domestically and internationally, we're seeing anywhere between 40 up to 100% reduction in complaints.
Recent incidents here in Seattle have shown that video can be a very powerful tool and that it can benefit both the officer and the citizen.
What concerns me more is not what we saw. It's the incidents out there that we don't get a chance to see. We want to know what's happening out there in the city. And again, if we have the technology, we should use it.
According to some police departments, body-mounted cameras should be the way of the future, documenting everything from the officer's point of view. And the video will not only help convict people, but help cops defend themselves from allegations of rudeness or even police brutality. In Seattle, John DiCepolo, Como 4 News.